Welcome to another episode of Inside Slant. We are humbled to be brought here with our quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Thank you, Aaron, for coming on this award-winning show.
You bet, CP.
All right, CP. You know what I want to ask first? You were nicknamed back in 06, the Big Bootlegger. Get into why that, how that nickname came about.
You, I think, were the one that gave me that nickname.
No.
No?
Nope. Jeff Jagosinski gave you that nickname.
He did, yeah. After he threw me out of the bus and rolled over me a couple times. He told me I could, family night scrimmage, that I could fake 98 strike and keep it on the backside. We had 2-point conversion. My second family night, I faked it, rolled out, juked Tyrone Culver out of his shoes, scored. Good spike there. 2 points for the good.
Yeah, it was fun, but then when we got to the film study, what happened?
Big Mike called me out. He said he didn't want any solo soldiers out there. He said I was on my own on that one.
What's the biggest change you've made from when you were a rookie to now where you're you?
The expectations are so much higher. I mean, I'm expected to be a leader, to be a big-time contributor. So I think, you know, back when I was a rookie and young player, didn't expect anything from me. I would just come in, you know, compete in practice and kind of find my way. And now I'm expected to be a big contributor, be a leader. And I enjoy that. I mean, that's fun. It's fun being one of the older guys. But on the flip side, you know, it's tough with relationships, you know, because you get to know guys over the years and it's a short-term business. So you lose buddies, guys you enjoyed being around and joking with, and that's kind of part of getting older.
Your office episode, I thought they underused you.
I agree.
How did that come about?
Brian Baumgartner, your doppelganger, Kevin from The Office. He hit me up and said there's an opportunity. Actually, originally, I'm going to put this out there just so people know the truth. Originally, it was supposed to be Pete Sampras, Adam from Maroon 5, and I think old girl that's dating John Mayer, Katy Perry.
Yep.
And instead, it was me, Clay Aiken, and Santigold.
I think they should have went with the first cast.
Yeah, maybe so. But they got a great part out of me. You know, I really nailed my lines.
You think so?
I do. A couple of them were pretty flag on the play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were going to be a character on that show, who would you have been? I think
Jim.
Stanley. I would have said Stanley.
Stanley, really?
Yeah.
I do like to do crosswords, you're right.
Yeah. You like doing that? You're kind of a cerebral type. Put your GM hat on for a second. If you're drafting a quarterback, there you go, what three attributes do you need to have?
Savvy in the sheep's head game, good cribbage player, and a good nickname guy.
This is an interesting, and this is something, now you're the oldest tenured, longest tenured on this team.
Yeah.
This is something that I'm always curious about. Young guys that have seen you that are drafted come in and they only know you as a star. How do you make adjustments to that to kind of make these guys feel comfortable?
I think it is an adjustment because they have a preconceived notion about how I'm going to be. I think they're always interested when they see me joking around or give them a nickname or any of the antics I do in the locker room. I think they're surprised that I'm maybe more down to earth than they thought.
What do you want your football legacy to be?
Hopefully multiple championships. Somebody who is respected for the things that I did on the field and also the kind of teammate that I was and the kind of guy I was in the community.